There's a bit of a story coming out of the Melbourne Victory at the moment. They've an indifferent season. In the last couple of seasons, they've had obviously the big financial impost with that fine handed down by the A-League not too long ago for that those amazing scenes at Amy Park not long ago. Financial hardship is probably stretching a little bit, but the ownership is in a very interesting state at the moment. Melbourne Victory shareholders have supported a proposal that allows the US private equity investor to own up to 70% stake in the soccer club within 5 years. But there's a caveat on this, and I want to find out what that is and what that means for the club. Richard Wilson is a shareholder of the Melbourne Victory. He's been good enough to join us on a Thursday morning. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. I appreciate your time so early on a Thursday morning. You must be golfing, are you?
Can't confirm or deny that one.
I'll take that as a yes. I'll take that as a yes. Now, tell me about this proposal from 777 Partners, a Miami-based consortium, to take over 70% of the Victory within 5 years. What's the kicker here, Richard? What's the concern about all this?
So it's the concern for the shareholders who obviously is a whole raft of shareholders who aren't happy about how the club's positioned. The guts of it is that it's a loan. This deal's been done as a loan. And I think the background, maybe the background, is that the club's lost over $13 million over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
$6.7 million this last year. They had bank loans in place. And clearly, the board, chief executive, they'd run out of money.
Right.
So they had to go and have a look at their options. They punted, the farm on Popovich and the whole football department and changeover. And of course, it's gone a bit pear-shaped. So they had to go and find a white knight, if you like, or restructure the club, privatise it, sell it. In this case, what they've effectively done is a funding deal with the US investment company.
Yep.
Very big. 777 in terms of a whole raft of corporate ventures and what they do in their world. And the deal that was struck is essentially a loan of up to $30 million to be repaid, you know, at their call, and all of their shares that they acquire along the way are preference shares. So in the event that the club goes into liquidation or that they can't pay back the $30 million plus 10% interest in the 4 or 5 or at any time that the 777 partners call it up, if they do, then the club's got to find the money, which would be almost impossible on its current standing. And further to the AGM and the EGM the other day, the club won't make profits for at least another 2 years, if at all.
Right.
So that's the sticking point. Less the construct of the deal. Now, for the fans, there'll be a team, there'll be a product. This is a product of how the club, when we started it with Jeff Lord, we structured the club up as an unlisted public company. So there were private shareholders. In fact, when we did some share sales in our consortium recently, there's a lot of mum and dads and fans and members who invested in the club. So it's... The difficulty that we have around this deal is that the existing shareholders under this deal weren't offered, as would normally be a practice, I might add, the opportunity to sell out their shares and be bought out by 777 or other shareholders.
Yep.
at a price that was valued by an independent auditor, to allow then the chairman, DiPietro, the option then to actually do this deal. And that's the main angst around the shareholders, around the construct of this deal, is that they got to pass through a group of shareholders, large shareholders, that the chairman put together to get the vote or the resolutions across the line. And the remaining smaller shareholders were effectively had no say. And in the end, in a public company, the shareholders, all shareholders have to be accommodated for.
So it wipes the value of the shares, doesn't it?
They're worthless. Today, they're worthless. Even those who voted for this deal, their shares today are worthless, because no global company or anyone would invest in Melbourne Victory and buy shares from existing shareholders under this structure. You've got no control. At 70%, the shareholders don't even have a vote. This 777 have the rights to any special resolutions. They can basically own the club, except they've done it by way of a loan that one day has to be repaid.
That's extraordinary.
And clearly there were other options available to the board. They've gone down this path. And I think it's very important that the independent auditor said that this deal is not fair. And whilst they have been going to say that it's reasonable, given that there were no other options, well, as shareholders, we're not exposed to what investigations there were by the club nationally or internationally in terms of looking at real options that satisfies the requirements of all shareholders under the Constitution and under ASIC. So there's some significant issues around this. Clearly the club needed a bank. Of course, they plunged the club into debt. The team is again struggling. Fans can't get into the games. The sanctions have applied. The chairman's walked out of the APL board, having voted for the grand finals in Sydney. The fans got up, changed his mind, and resigned. So there's a lot of
some unrest
issues around the actions of this club and this board. And the managing director, who says, well, things will be bright. Well, not sure how bright, other than the team's going to be playing, yep, and they've got plenty of money to play with. But it's a bit like, I liken it to a little bit like the kind of Belt and Road policy. Like these organisations, they can come in, and it's a great deal for 777, by the way. A fantastic deal for them.
Well, sounds like a ripping deal. I own a club with it, and
take 10%,
they get paid back.
Their preference shares, and they can call it up anytime they like, or they can use it to expand other programs that they're looking to do globally.
It's a bit of a mess, I think, Richard, and I've got a feeling this won't be the last we hear of it. Bottom of the ladder in the A-League, lost $6.7 million, and effectively giving the ownership rights to a company you've got to pay back and pay 10% interest from a shareholding perspective. It's a bit of a mess for the once mighty Melbourne Victory. We'll see how it goes. We appreciate your time today. Good luck at the golf.
Thank you, Daniel.